1450 KFIZ.
9:43 here at KFIZ. We've got cloudy skies and we're at 67. Fond du Lac today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. Actually, we'll call it the AirTech Cooling Studios here as we feel some humidity in the air for the first time in quite a while on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here on KFIZ this morning, and we're going to talk about a neat thing going on with Google, folks at Google. Of course, we use Google for everything nowadays, and they've got their virtual annual conference. It's called Google I.O., and some neat things being unveiled at that conference here this week. And we're joined by Molly Vandenberg, Google technology expert, to tell us all about it, some of the key themes of Google I.O. 2021. Molly, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you taking some time. For folks who are unfamiliar with this conference that's going on, can you kind of give us the snapshot of the details of what exactly goes on with this annual conference?
Of course. At Google, we're constantly innovating across all of our products to think about how we can make them even more helpful to people. And so you can think about I.O. as being our showcase of that. It's where we announce quite a few new developments that are coming to different areas of our products. But also, it's a great session for developers as well, where people around the world who build apps are able to attend sessions and learn more about the latest innovations. So it really does serve both of those purposes. And of course, as you mentioned, we're really excited that it's virtual this year because it gives everyone the opportunity around the world to join for free. And so that's been really exciting.
That's awesome to hear. And I know there's some key themes, and I want to touch on those that Google's going to be talking about at the I.O. conference here this week. The first one I'm seeing some info about is helpfulness. We want our lives to be easier, right? And I know Google is unveiling some stuff that can help us with a lot of different things. What can you tell us about that for the conference this year?
Exactly. People use Google products every day, whether that's search or maps, or even our workspace tools like Docs, Sheets, Meet. That's been especially important with so many people working from home over the past year and a half or so. And when we think about helpfulness, we really want to inject that into everything that we do. And so a couple of ways that this is surfacing in announcements that we made yesterday. On the Google Maps side, we took a look at our routing models and thought, you know, how can we be even more useful to people when they're getting to their destination? And for us, that looks like reducing heartbreaking incidents. Not only is that uncomfortable, but we also know that if you're stopping suddenly, it might be because there's a confusing sign or a complicated intersection, and that can really increase the risk of an accident. And so what we want to do is determine where those locations are, so that way we can route you around them so you can have a smoother, safer ride. So it's those sorts of innovations that we want to continue to bring to our core products. And we do that in search as well. So there are a couple of great tools. The first, of course, people are coming to search for information and to evaluate the credibility of that information. We have a new feature coming called About This Result, and that's going to expand upon what a website is. You can see its description and whether your connection is secure before you even click on it. So it's really good for people who are looking to stay informed and make sure that they are being good stewards of search. But there are also really fun things as well. A lot of us are looking forward to the Olympics, and it's one thing to read about the Olympics and athletes, but it's another to see them in action. And so we have a really fun tool where if you were to search for an athlete like Simone Biles on your phone, you can actually see Simone Biles in your space through augmented reality, so you could watch her do her famous triple-double on your couch, for example. So thinking about those ways that are really critical to making people's everyday lives easier, but also having those delightful features as well.
Very cool. We're talking with Molly Vandenberg, a Google technology expert, about the Google I.O. conference. It's going on this week. Molly, I know the conference is going to focus on another theme that's going to be focused on there is innovation powered by AI. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, this is really interesting work. And a lot of times our AI updates are a little bit more looking toward the future. And so while this isn't a tool that's available for consumers quite yet, it is something that I think is really interesting. It's our AI-powered dermatology assistive tool. And what that would allow you to do is that we know that people come to Google all the time with questions about their health. And we also know that things like skin conditions are super common. And so what you'd be able to do is take a couple of photos of a skin condition that you might have a question about or be concerned about. And using AI, we'd be able to determine what that might be out of a database of possible conditions. And we'd surface that to you so you can get authoritative dermatologist-reviewed information. And while it's not a diagnosis, what it does do is allow you to know if you can ask the right questions to your physician the next time you go to see them. So that way you can better explain your concerns. And I think a lot of people have an appetite for something like this. As we mentioned, they have questions about their health all the time. But also, we've seen so much movement in things like telehealth over the past year, where people are thinking about how they can use technology to manage their care. And this is a forward-looking project that could potentially be helpful to people down the line.
Cool. And lastly, I know, obviously, being online, being so connected with everything these days, we want to make sure we're connected safely and securely. And I know that's going to be a big theme this week at the I.O. conference, too.
It really is. Privacy and security is top of mind for the people who use our products, and it's also top of mind for us. We like to say that our products are secure by design, so you don't even have to worry about it, and that they're private by default. And so what you're able to do is manage your online presence and think about those different tools. So by design, those are built in. And one way that I think is really exciting that we've been able to do that is an update to our password manager. And password managers are great to use in general. They help you keep track of your passwords. That way you can use strong, unique ones and you don't have to remember them all. But we also are able to evaluate if you have any compromised passwords when you're using a password manager. And so if we do identify that in ours, we're soon going to see a Google Assistant button for certain apps and sites. And by clicking on that, it would change your password for you right away. So you don't have to go through that cumbersome process of going to the site and updating your password and checking your email. It would take care of all of that for you so you can stay safer online.
Very cool. Molly, you mentioned this conference is going on this week. It is virtual and it's free for everyone. If people want to check it out, how can they do that?
You can learn more about the conference at g.co/IO. And you can also get more information about all of these announcements at our blog, which is blog.google.
Excellent. Molly, thanks for the time. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Molly Vandenberg joining us this morning. She is a Google technology expert at the Google I.O. conference, where they unveil, that's the word I'm looking for, great technology and different innovations that is going on this week. And she mentioned the websites there. You can check those out with Google this week. There are annual